ஹலோ மை ஃப்ரெண்ட், கிரீட்டிங்ஸ் அண்ட் குட் டே டு யூ. திஸ் இஸ் யூர் பிரதர் ரமேஷ் மெடசானி ஃப்ரம் அவர் டெய்லி பிளஸ்ஸிங். ஐ ஹோப் திஸ் ஆடியோ கிளிப் வில் பி அ பிளஸ்ஸிங் டு யூ. ஆல் ஆஃப் அஸ் ஹாவ் அ பில்ட் இன் ஹங்கர் ஃபார் செக்யூரிட்டி, சிக்னிஃபிகன்ஸ் அண்ட் சாட்டிஸ்ஃபேக்ஷன். பட் அவர் வேர்ல்ட் டீச்சர்ஸ் அஸ் டு பர்சியூ தீஸ் திங்ஸ் இன் த ராங் பிளேசஸ். தேர் ஆர் ஆல்சோ கிறிஸ்டியன் புக்ஸ், செமினார்ஸ் அண்ட் சர்ச்சஸ் தட் ஆக்சுவலி அட்வொகேட் அண்ட் என்கரேஜ் பிலீவர்ஸ் டு செட் தேர் ஹார்ட்ஸ் அண்ட் கோல்ஸ் that actually distance them from Christ. By contrast, scripture teaches that our meaning is not found in quest for self, but in a calling to know God. Jesus Christ is the most famous man who ever lived, and given the quality of his life, would no doubt be considered even by some non-Christians as the person they would most want to emulate. Sadly, many Christians, those who profess him as their Lord and Savior, doubt that they could ever really be like him. Part of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ is that every believer, every member of the body of Christ, can be like the Lord. In fact, he gave us the example of his life primarily to inspire us to walk just as he walked. It would be a fantasy were it not for the truth that he also filled us with his Spirit to enable us to be like he was and do what he did. A nation wandered in desert wastelands. People were desperate to find safety and security in the midst of social and political turmoil. But God is ever present to not only show the way, but also to lead us by example. Jesus Christ is the only way to everlasting salvation because he blazed a trail of faith that leads us to the heart of the loving Father and our eternal home. Jesus knows the way to eternity because he is the way. Bible mentions paths of righteousness. As we tread these paths of righteousness, love and faithfulness, justice and goodness, firmness and straightness, holiness and truth, they all lead in a common direction and towards a common goal. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 48 verse 17, this is what the Lord says, "Your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God, who teaches you what is good for you and leads you along the paths you should follow." Remember, my friends, when you got a problem, don't go to the phone, go to the throne. Shall we pray? Gracious and merciful Lord, reveal your plans and unveil your purpose for our lives as we seek to walk in thy ways in quietness and trust. Help us, Master, to hear your voice as we come to you in repentance and rest. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.